Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. And one of my favorite subjects is UFOs. With us this morning is Richard Dolan. He's a researcher, a historian, a writer about UFOs. And the first question I'm going to ask him, well, are we being invaded by these viruses, an alien invasion of an alien we can't see? Good morning, Richard Dolan. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Are we being invaded?
No, I don't think that this virus is an alien invasion. I think it's, you got people arguing, is it out of a bat soup or is it out of a Bio4 laboratory? I'll go out on a limb and say I think it's related to the latter, whether by accident. Most likely, I think probably something happened by accident, and we're dealing with a really nasty virulent strain of this this virus. And it's that's the problem that we're all dealing with. But in terms of the UFO phenomenon, I've been obsessively, fanatically interested in UFOs for over 25 years.
There's been so many revelations. There have been so many revelations lately. Tell us anything new that the American people should know just to have their mind a little bit diverted from what's happening?
I'll just tell people who are interested to know that the UFO phenomenon, it's been dismissed, it's been ridiculed for many, many years, but what I have tried to do as a historian is to look at the declassified documentation that exists on the subject. That's unarguable, that comes from the United States government and as far as we can get governments of other nations, and just find out what, officially speaking, these various military establishments have had to say about it. And what I learned is that with the U.S. military, especially, while they're telling the public nothing to it, nothing to see here, they have been deeply, deeply interested. I would actually say concerned, and at times I would say gravely concerned. And I don't think this is even a matter of debate. I think you could take some of these statements to the bank simply looking at declassified literature. The $64 trillion question is, who do these things belong to? But when you're talking about objects that can zigzag, that can stop instantly, that can accelerate instantly, back in the 1940s, we've seen these, we've tracked them, and we've tracked them in the 21st century as we now have had ample confirmation. So there's something that exists that's not supposed to exist, that's utilizing technology that's not supposed to be here. And so to me, that's one of the most fascinating questions I can ask. It's like, why is this? What is this? Why are we not getting the truth on it? In the last couple of years, we have noticed in our major media, this is shocking to me, we've seen a bit of a change. And we have seen some increasing amounts of recognition that, yes, the United States Navy particularly has had some encounters that no one's able to explain, and that these are basically, for me, these are classic UFO encounters. So we've seen some changes in our culture, and I'm hopeful about that, but we have a long way to go. This is more than a diversion to me. This is a very, very central phenomenon, and I am convinced that because it deals with cutting-edge science, leading-edge science and technology, that we need to be focusing more on this, not less. It's very important.
One of the items that was very interesting is that back in the 50s and the 60s, when we were building all these nuclear bombs and building all these ICBMs, that these UFOs were going around shutting them down. How much do you know? You're a historian. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought it up, because there's a very large documented interest by these objects, we'll just call it that, in our nuclear technology. Nuclear weapons, and also even fabrication, manufacturing facilities, places like Oak Ridge facility or Los Alamos, or the plutonium site over at Hanford in the state of Washington, and also uranium mines in Africa. All of these, and to say nothing of our nuclear missile sites themselves, have been subject to an incredibly well-documented amount of observation by these objects, and at times, yeah, it does seem that in a few cases these objects were disabled on our missiles. That's an unbelievable thing to say, but the fact is we have overwhelming evidence that this in fact happened, particularly on a couple of occasions. We know about in the 1960s, but I think there have been others as well. So they're interested in our nukes, they're interested in nuclear weapons and technology, for sure.
Well, Earth is such a beautiful planet, and maybe they're enjoying it, and they were afraid we're going to blow it up.
Or, you know, whatever. It's totally fair to speculate on this. I don't think it's outrageous to assume, you know, we human beings, we've been here for a certain period of time, and then suddenly in the 1940s, we get a lot of powerful technology, including nukes, among other things. But you could really speculate that having nuclear weapons really got some into tension. And then particularly in the 1950s and 60s, when you see how many, actually thousands, over 2,000 nuclear detonations that took place on planet Earth from 1945 until the end of the century. A lot of those high altitude, some below ground, but from, you know, in about half a century, we detonated about 2,000 nukes, way bigger than the bombs that took out Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So you could easily imagine that if there are other beings that have the ability to monitor us, to check us out, to look at what we're doing, and then to see that we're blowing these massive thermonuclear detonations all over the world, yeah, that might get their interest for sure. I mean, I'm just speculating as well.
Richard Dolan, thank you for calling in this Sunday morning. Let's keep talking from time to time and see if there's any progress in finding out things that we want to find out.
I'm up for it. I think that with the UFO phenomenon, we're in a forward motion phase. Not as fast as I would like, but I think that we're moving ahead more than we've moved ahead in all the previous years that I've been involved in it. That's for sure.
I agree with you. Thank you for calling in, and stay safe, and don't catch that virus.
Thank you, and same to you, sir. Thank you.
This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.